Welcome back. It's still Head Up with Hackett in 92.3 Nigeria Info. Some opportunity here. I'm talking about your school experience, the impact your teacher or teachers, if it's more than one, had on your life. Now, I'm clearly stating that it's not just academic, you know, not teaching you how to solve an equation, but something that has stuck with you and made you a better person. The thing is, when I think about teachers and their impact, honestly, somehow I don't remember much from tertiary institution. Of course, my lecturers were wonderful people, you know. But those who really taught me life skills, it seems like it was from secondary, you know, lower. Our lecturers, at least the ones that I had, didn't really have time. They were very busy with too many things. I have some of them that we communicate on social media now. You know, once in a while I post a picture or a video or even something from work, and there's one or two of my lecturers say, "Oh, Sam, you're doing very well now." Thank you very much, sir. You know, it's difficult to take it beyond how you're doing, how's the family. But for my secondary school, at least one or two, I love to engage beyond that. And well, it is what it is. But your story might be different. Call me and tell me. Hello, good morning.
Yeah, Mr. Zion, good morning to you.
Good morning, Mr. Zion.
I am one of those students back in school. I'm talking about primary and secondary, not university or tertiary institution.
All right.
In fact, there's no relationship there. I don't know why.
Why?
No relationship there, tertiary institution.
Because you were very likely...
Just to come and read and go, get your marks and walk off. What else? The highest thing is maybe you are their course rep or you're a class rep that they need some certain information from you. Apart from that, what business do we have there? No. For the primary and the secondary, I was one of those kids that I would say 80% of the teachers give me no attention.
Why?
I still ask why. Is it because of my mom? Or my dad, or my person, can just be something that if I join other kids in doing some certain thing, or just sitting down doing nothing, they'll just call me and say, "That thing you are doing, stop it, go and read your book." And from primary to secondary, you shouldn't be among those group of people as your friend. I saw this, there were so meticulous about my kids. They were so concerned about my mother. I don't know now, but then when we were in secondary school, there is this kind of group of guys that are, let me say, upcoming bad guys.
Wow.
The upcoming bad guys. You know, their attitude, either that in school or like the back door, or they are making some kind of jest, or you see them with milk and so on.
Mm-hmm.
I could remember the one that even, the lady that even stood one of those just classmates. And I could remember that teacher, I called me. If you impregnate her as she's going home, you two, you will go home.
Okay. Now, that's Mrs. Zion, first of all, what school did you attend at secondary level?
Government school, community primary, community secondary. Let me put it close to you.
Is that the name of the school?
No, it's a community school now.
Okay. And what was
government
the name, what's the name of this teacher that helped you?
Not one, not two.
Okay.
Like, if I should start from the... Okay, I can still release from the secondary.
Okay.
I have people like Mr. Bios. I have, like, Ms. Daniela. We have Mr. Asala. We have... Then our principal... What's his name?
All these people on top of your case. Mr. Zion, I think the problem was more from you than the teachers. If it took four teachers to set you straight, there's a problem.
No, not just setting me straight, but guiding me.
Okay. So you were constantly falling.
Guide not to fall.
Okay.
And I think they did a good work.
Yes.
They did a very good work. I will not lie to you. My principal then, there is a common word in him. When I became the sanitary prefect, if I were you, God forbid, I would caution that student.
Okay.
That's how it addresses me. So I just like, how if I were you, God forbid. So So it gave me this perception that I must be more committed to that responsibility as a sanitary prefect.
All right, thank
the
you very much.
The students must be neat, their teeth must be white, their head must be cut. So teachers help me. They help.
And I must move on now. So Mrs. I was a prefect. Interesting. I did go to a boarding school and it had its ups and downs. It's craziness. Now that he talks about it, you know, teachers always have quotes. They always have things they say every time. And many times, it's from those things that students give them nicknames. All right. What impact did your teachers have on you? Is the question I'm asking. 070-0923-0923. That's 0700-923-0923. I'm going over to WhatsApp. Sam, I went to a boarding school and my teacher doubled as the one looking after us in the dorm. If I see this teacher on the road, may God help me not to do what is in my mind. Are you kidding me? I was hoping that this would be a good story. He tortured us with machetes, cutlasses, wires, cutting rails, metal rods. Was it a school or a prison? And whatever tool he could get his hands on in the name of discipline. He said he would leave us with what he called tribal marks. Until today, I have scars of his brutality. Wow, that was abuse. He invented the most disgusting and inhumane punishment for us. Some of the things he did to us are not even palatable to be mentioned on radio. I pray I don't have anything to do with his children because I would do. Wow, this is the direct opposite of what I was hoping to achieve on radio this morning. To not share the bad stories, but the good ones. But for you to still hold this grudge, it's something. I wish you had, you know, stated the name of the school and the teacher. Okay, but, I mean, forgiveness is still an option. Wouldn't it be nice to be able to meet him today and say to him that I think how you went about it was wrong? Because you can't beat him. Well, I'm hoping you don't, but it wouldn't make sense to beat him now. And then someone comes and say, what do you have to save my brother 25 years ago? If you see what in this man do me. The story just wouldn't work well. I'm sorry you had to go through that. The next comment reads, I'm a teacher. I taught for 9 years. When I saw a pupil I taught in primary school, graduate from university and start driving 2020 Highlander, I resigned and became a part-time teacher. I'm now running my studio alongside teaching. Teaching in Nigeria is suffering. Oh, my goodness. Okay, this is funny, but it's not funny. Because as I said earlier, it's difficult to see teachers really become financially successful in Nigeria. Very difficult. As a matter of fact, you don't attach big manism or success with teaching. Think about even lecturers, those that teach at the highest educational level. There's also strike every other month. And why? It's connected to welfare. They're not paid enough. They're not paid on time. The payment system is this, it's that. And if a lecturer tells you how much they earn, you would weep. Because many people in other sectors would cover that amount, not even in one pay cycle. Sometimes it's just one deal you sign and you can pay a teacher. And to imagine that it's a job that is that important, it's crazy. We need to do better. I said shortly I will be sharing the countries with the highest paid teachers in the world. But I'd still like to get your experience. 070-0923-0923. 070-0923-0923. What impact did your teachers have on you? I remember one event at Uniport. One of my favorite lecturers just concluded and I jetted into the library to digest the class. And apparently I noticed a small mistake he made. I was eager to point it out to him at the next class because he was so perfect. Next class, the first thing he said was that a couple of textbooks opted to call a particular compound another name. The mistake I thought I found because of so-and-so, I had to swallow my tongue. God bless Dr. Ikwanchi. He might not know me, but he shaped my life. He also gave me life tips. He also gave life tips to his student. Well, thank you very much for sharing this. Sometimes I wish we have their numbers. Because imagine how good it would be to call your teacher up and just thank them. I know how I felt that morning calling my teacher from the studio. Ayo Oshisomo, I can't forget that man. Isaac calls from Elele. Good morning, Isaac.
Yeah, good morning, Sam.
Good morning. How you doing?
You're right. How is your family?
Wow, my family. We are doing well. No one has asked me that on radio. The family is doing well.
Okay. No. I like your words. You understand? Because they are inspiring. They have made me to make some changes. And besides that, you are my immediate younger brother that's been sick.
Wow. So the connection.
Talking about, you know, from primary and secondary school. There was this, our primary school teacher, it was the biggest teacher in the school. So, our school at the school, deaf man. So, most places we used to take this class as a father, I was a part of them. There was what he was fond of. He learned how to read by reading, and we learned how to write by reading. So he's always.
Isaac, I'm sorry I had to let you go. Please call back. You were not audible. It was difficult to hear you. Very difficult. Now, the teaching job is one that has taken a lot of people to many places, because there's always need, just like the health sector. Just like we need doctors, we also need teachers. You remember when Ghanaians flooded our country and many of them were teachers? Of course, the story following that is eventually the Ghana Must Go saga, and at some point the Ghanaians also chased Nigerians. It was a back and forth, really. But a lot of the Ghanaians that came into our country actually taught in schools, and they were very good. I'm sure there are many people listening who had Ghanaian teachers. A colleague of mine, former colleague, you know, used to talk about her math teacher. She struggled with maths for a very long time until one Ghanaian handled, by the time he dealt with her, she could tell the difference between 1 plus 1 and 2 plus 2. So yeah, and we never forget those people. That's the crazy thing about it. We never forget them. But as I said, it hurts to come back, maybe see them later in life, and they're not doing very well. It really does hurt. It does. Hello, good morning. All right, call back if you can. I have a message on WhatsApp. Good morning. The teacher is a great tool in my life. The teachers in primary school, Mr. Innocent Olu and Chief Precious Abadi. Wow, your teacher was a chief? Nice. All of Degema impacted me so much. Those traits of honesty, hard work, and patriotism were my achievements from them. Till date, I hold them in high esteem as my mentors and mirrors. Elder Joel Adolphus from Degema. Thank you very much, Elder Joel. And going from that to... Okay. I have been blessed with good teachers. I remember Mr. Chima from primary school. I wish I can see him again and even recognize him. He was the first to tell me I was intelligent. Actually told me I had a high IQ. He was kind to me when my short-sightedness was discovered. I couldn't use the blackboard like everyone else. Mr. Chima. I also remember Miss Chinelo, my CRK teacher from secondary school. She kept my assignment book till some years back, hoping something would bring me back to our secondary school. Oh, nice. Nice. Thank you for sending this, Sandra. Emeka from Port Hackett. Hello, Emeka. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
You see, when you talk about the Ghanaians, I still met 4 Ghanaian teachers in the secondary school I attended in Jos Plateau, Nagusa Grammar School.
Okay.
You know these Ghanaian teachers, when they ran away from Ghana to Nigeria, one Mr. Mapwe, Mr. Changa, and then he forget about the name of that one. You see, you have any problems, sir? This. They come, you know, that's where they sit. This classroom by 1 o'clock.
Yeah.
If you dare come a second after one, we will punish you.
Wow.
These are people that run away from their country into Nigeria. I mean, tell him anything, he will be there to assist you, to help you. But not so to Nigerian teachers then. And see them teaching. One was teaching, is it Bible knowledge, literature? That Achanga, the short man, he was why many of us like literature. Started reading. The show what the thing should be. Then, you know, there were shoe shiners moving from street to street, from house to house, shining shoes of people. How many Ghanaians have we ever heard or seen that they went into a building and stole something from anywhere in Nigeria? We need Nigerians need to wake up. Look at what we are doing in other parts of the world. We need to wake up. Ghanaians are better people. They are better than us. So we're very thankful.
Well, I won't put it like that. They conducted themselves well while they were here. I mean, I also experienced some teachers from other countries. While we're in school, secondary in particular, we learned French. I think almost everybody, for reasons I really can't explain, had a French teacher. And French was not very easy for me to digest. But around a particular time where we had some teachers from, not Ghana, one of the Francophone countries, those guys made me. Oh, my goodness. My dear, the French was flowing that time. And it was really good. I don't know. They always had a different approach to educating. And it was beautiful. And I mean, that tells you, it kind of makes you want to think about Nigeria's history. People left Ghana to come to Nigeria. Our economy was way better, of course. Had the oil boom and a lot of things working for us. So the way Nigerians are running to the UK now for teaching jobs and all of that, other Africans were coming to Nigeria. And at some point, of course, we got tired. And we said, Ghana must go. And we sent them away. Because it seemed like they were taking all the jobs. It usually happens with migration. It usually happens. At some point, people get angry and like, what happened? Start accusing the immigrants of doing this and doing that, whether or not it's true. Ghana also had their payback. There was a time they chased Nigerians. So that's why this Ghana-Nigeria beef is not a today something. But back to Sandra. She says, who keeps an assignment book for years waiting for someone she knew she'd see me again? That was a lot of faith. Mr. Kola, my English teacher from secondary school. Because of him, I can spell so well. I still hear his voice in my head when I'm spelling particular words. Everyone else can get by with low scores, but he made sure I had a perfect score every time. You see, thanks for sending this message, Sandra. Another thing that some teachers did for us, some, is they made us feel seen. So you have students in class with low self-esteem, poor social skills, they don't talk to anyone, you know. And sometimes the teacher just singles them out and says, hey, listen, I know you're smart, you're intelligent. Sometimes the fact that a teacher has attention on you, it makes you feel special. Keep encouraging you. And it's crazy because some kids don't even hear these words at home. Say, no, I can't do it. Say, no. You're very bright. You're intelligent. They pay extra attention to you. They try to get you to do it. And eventually, the kid succeeds. Tell me how that child will forget that teacher. In today's world, if a teacher has attention for a particular student, everyone is speculating everything. This one weighing single that girl out. And it's crazy because it's the world we're living now. Everyone is scared to be good. I'm scared of today's world. I wouldn't lie. I'm really scared. Then a teacher could actually discipline a kid and stick to the bounds of discipline. Today you touch a child. Well, some teachers overdo it though. Some would abuse. But today you try to instill some and the parent is at the principal's office. Raining fire and brimstone. Why, my child, after I paid this money, I can't take it. What are we doing here? It's crazy, man. It is crazy. My question still stands. What impact did your teachers have on you? What impact? Do you remember how they helped you, how they shaped you, what they did for you? Oracle, you can now see decay we're experiencing in this part of the world. We got it wrong and are always misplacing priorities. I had the Ghanaians and Indians experience. Hope the new Nigeria we are about to build will address this mistake. Saken, thank you very much, Saken. Hello, good morning. All right, call back if you can. I'm Endurance Awanga from Port Hackett. I remember my chemistry teacher, Sapi. There seems to be a lot of people with that title or name, Sapi, in CSS Rumokroshi. His advice and courage. Well, those who are in CSS, does SAPI still work there? Teaching is a most noble and commendable profession, yet the political class treat it with such disdain that will elude anyone the boldness to pride in teaching. Our teachers' approach to educating instilled discipline in us, which has helped us become patriotic, loyal, and nationally conscious. Today, parents treat teachers with same disdainful measure, forgetting they don't only teach your kids, they mold them, encourage them to attain greater heights, and keep them safe. I bet the society that teachers deserve better. Truly, they do. They definitely do. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Please turn off your radio. Morning, what's your name?
Sandra, calling from Budapest.
All right, Sandra, go ahead.
Yes. I'm sorry. Anyway, I have a lot of them. So in my secondary school, we do have coppers, mostly coppers.
Yeah.
Okay. There is one particular teacher. See, tomorrow, I can never forget. My chemistry teacher.
Okay.
That man, me, I don't really. Then when I enter the first one, right? I don't just like that chemistry. Like, I don't do.
Mm-hmm.
So he made me understand chemistry and you know, I was good.
Okay.
Anytime I did not read. Because me, I in school then, you won't see me make noise and all that. I'll just be on my own. But if you find me trouble, I'll beat you. But not like I'm violent.
Oh, Sandra.
I don't just like
you were violent, Sandra.
So
just leave it there.
He's not violent. So he tried as much as he can to make me know and understand that chemistry. And by the grace of God, I was among the best in chemistry.
Nice. Yeah.
And another thing is truthful. Because I don't talk and I know everything everybody does. I know everybody's character. I know who is doing the right and wrong.
Mm.
So whenever he comes, he'll be like, I know who will tell me the truth. Sandra, you know, tell me. And I would, and then my class will be like, oh, shut up, I mean, everything you say, blah, blah, blah. The truth is the truth. Okay, now they have flogged me. But he made me always say the truth. I don't know if you understand.
Yeah, I get you.
So,
I get you.
See, I finished from that school. Then I get my SSO, so they gave me SQ prefect
wow.
in my school.
Wow, wow, wow.
Union. So that thing, that made me, I don't really want to associate with the, you know, it's not like I don't compete with my classes.
Yeah, I got you.
So that made me understand that being truthful, has a long way, and that it has been helping me after my school and after even till now. So I really appreciate that man a lot.
All right.
I
thank you very much, Sandra. He held you to a greater responsibility. Sounds like you were a teacher's pet. I mean, it's nice to learn these things. I know that parents have their responsibilities, but when people talk about what teachers have done, and then, oh my, this time would just not be enough. Teachers made it their responsibility. When they saw a child not doing well, they put in extra work, extra hours. They just made sure. Today, I mean, I don't entirely blame the teachers. The motivation is not there. There was a time where a teacher was a teacher because they were passionate about it. They really love to teach. Today, it feels like it's an intransit job. So it's what you're doing while you're waiting for the better offer. You know, you didn't start out wanting to be a teacher. But because you have bills to pay, you manage the small change while applying somewhere else. So you don't give it your all. And it's sad. It is sad. Because the responsibility of molding a person into a better person, it's heavy. If you can, and if you have access to your teachers, please reach out and thank them. Just a thank you would mean a lot for the both of you. I still remember, I don't know if there's anyone who listened to the show that morning, on a Saturday morning. It took me a lot to get this man's number. I did, and I said, you know what, I'm going to call him live on the show. And that morning I did. And I felt really good, and I'm sure he did as well. So if you can, in whatever way, if you still have access to the teachers that touched you, reach out and thank them. Good morning, Sam. There's this teacher, Emmanuel Jackson. He taught economics and accounting, which is not even my main field because I study English. I love him and have him as a mentor. I'm currently in my undergrad program in Uniport. He filled the guarantor's form. Oh, nice. I took to him with pride, even when he knows that I'm self-sponsored. All he discussed with us in class is playing out as Nollywood movie. He's doing well and a devout Christian. Thank you, Michael. Thank you, Michael. I love stories with happy endings. Mrs. Obot Etuk, Economics, and Mrs. Ihana Cho, Literature in English of Government Secondary School in Accra, built my self-belief and really encouraged me because I was very bad stutter back then. They saw that my class works were excellent and found out that I was a stutter. They both personally taught me how to talk calmly, and God be the glory, it paid off. DJ from Port Hackett. Well, I have many more messages. Can I squeeze them in? All right, after the break, we'll take them. Stay with me.
We take off with the biggest conversations, with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say hello, Port Hackett.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts. Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station.
Chat Station.
And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news, and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Yes, indeed, we have returned like we never left. Very quickly on WhatsApp, Chisom from Alode says, my teacher, Professor S.Y. Gyami, made me understand that learning is a global thing and not just confined to classwork and university grades. Though the grades are good, we must solve a problem to make the world a better place. He made me appreciate learning and reading wide to see what is happening around us, not just in my field. That's wonderful. Good morning, I'm Daniel from Ilele. My credit goes to my biology teacher in high school, class one, Mr. Nat. He made me understand that great scholars have a strict an unbreakable study routine. He made me develop study timetable and stick with it every day. At first, it was abuse because man, I had to study for 3 hours after school, even on weekends. He made me submit the timetable to him for follow-up. And you must revise what you read with him the previous day. Today, the habit has gone beyond books to my normal life. I owe him a lot, Sam, and I will fulfill it. The name of my school was Global Success Gates Academy in Accra. Well, it wasn't abuse, my dear. I'm glad you have seen that it paid off. Good morning, Nigerian Info. This discussion reminds me of my primary school. There was this teacher, though I was kind of brutal in school. I don't take rubbish, wow, from other pupils. So she would always call me Agboro, Abori, and I will be angry. I so much like that teacher because she taught me a lot on how to behave like a proper child. I wish I can see her again to thank her. All right. Well, thanks for being a part of the conversation. If you can, you have access to these teachers, please try to appreciate them. It would do a whole lot of good, believe me.